evening, faithful televiewers. Welcome to another edition of your program. Tonight, we are going to discuss about the mechanism of a stable economy. What is it all about? You have the answers just after the transition, and you are going to discover who is our guest tonight. See you after this. Faithful televiewers, we are back on set, and as announced, we are going to discuss about the mechanism of a stable economy. And to talk about this, we are receiving one of the most influential world personalities, and even in Africa. He is an economist, philanthropist, and chairman of the Tony Elimelu Foundation, Hess Holding, and Transcorp. Mr. Tony Elimelu, good evening and welcome.
Good evening.
Thanks for accepting this interview.
It's a pleasure.
In 2020, you were named one of the 100 most influential people in the world by Times and other nominations and honors in the past years. What do you owe your success to?
Basically, I have a deep interest in business and philanthropy. I'm the chairman of United Bank for Africa. UBA operates in 20 African countries. It's the only African bank that operates in the United States of America. We have presence in London, presence in Paris, and recently in Dubai. And by the way, we operate in Cameroon, one of the leading parts of Cameroon. We also have the Tony Elimelu Foundation. And I would say that what has helped me thus far, hopefully in getting the recognition, is the interplay of our business activities and also philanthropy. In the area of philanthropy, we support young African entrepreneurs from all 54 African countries who have beneficiaries, male, female, in these countries. And the area of business, in addition to United Bank for Africa, that serves over 40 million African customers.
And which created jobs instead.
Yeah, we also create jobs. We pay taxes. We support local economies. We support small and medium-scale enterprises. We generate electricity. We're the biggest generator of electricity in Nigeria. We supply electricity to Benin Republic.
Oh.
We also have, and that's through Transcorp, Transnational Corporation of Nigeria, that
Enterprise
Business. We have interest in healthcare. We try to help save lives. And more importantly, we tell people that health is wealth. So you take care of your health. A healthy workforce is good for the economy of any country and for the continent for that matter. And then so many things we do in the business field, right? I think it is interplay of our business activities and philanthropy that's endowed that level of recognition.
Mr. Elimelu, what to date do you consider as your greatest achievement?
Oh, personally?
Personally,
my
yes.
Greatest achievement is the founding of the Tony Elimelu Foundation. Because through the Tony Elimelu Foundation and the seeding of $100 million of the family's wealth to the foundation, we're able to help young African men and women who have business ideas to prosper. We realize at the Tony Elimelu Foundation that the success of Africa depends on our young ones.
Yeah.
We realize that the key to economically transforming our continent is in our ability to prioritize and support young Africans. So the Tony Elimelu Foundation, for me, gives me the platform to impact life, to touch life positively. It helps me to democratize luck, and it also helps me to provide that support that every young one needs in life. And I think the Tony Elimelu Foundation has been
one
a
of
blessing
your greatest
to humanity in Africa, and it gives me joy to see what we do at the foundation.
We attempted to know, and we know our millions of televiewers would like to know, have you ever failed to do something, Mr. Elimelu?
Oh, yeah. You know, entrepreneurship, business, failure is part of it. But what's important is to pick up when you fail, learn from the failure, and tell yourself that it can never happen again.
Yeah.
And by the way, failure in business is not just running a big corporation and a big corporation failing. And I've never done that. But failure could even be in wrong people decision. Making a wrong decision on people issue can be failure. In taking a wrong business decision that doesn't work out the way you thought it would work out is failure. In so many things in life, and I would say that the road to entrepreneurship is not linear, not straightforward. You make some mistakes, you pick up. And that is why I preach to the young Tunisian Melo entrepreneurs, foundation entrepreneurs, that you have to be resilient, you have to be hardworking, you have to be disciplined, you have to be tough. You have to, when you make a mistake, pick it up from there. Fail, start again, but make sure that the benefit of that failure is not lost, because the benefit of the failure is your ability to learn from it and promise yourself that this will never happen again.
Do you think it's easy, sir?
It is not easy, but it's not impossible. It's about discipline. It's about telling yourself, I've failed in this decision I made. First is a realization that you actually have failed, because some people, it's like self-deceit. You need to realize and be humble enough to say, I've made a wrong business decision here. If it's what you need to reverse, reverse yourself. If you don't reverse yourself, the market will reverse you. And when the market reverses you, it's more punitive, the punish you have. But if you have the humility to realize that you made a mistake, the humility to and the will power to correct it, and most importantly, pick up the lessons from that failure, you go far. It's not easy, but it's not impossible. And leaders who succeed in business are leaders who are self-aware and mindful of wrong decisions they have made, true to themselves, humble enough to accept they made this wrong mistake and pick it up from there and commit that it will never happen again. That's what I say to everyone. That's been my own story, my own case.
Africa full of third world countries, countries underdeveloped, continuing their development after so many government promises. What do you think is really lacking? You, as a major actor of African in the African economy, what do you think is lacking in the mechanism of African economies today?
I think what is lacking is leadership. We lack authentic leadership. We also lack at times leaders who don't have any purpose or vision. There are some people, leaders, both in private and public sector, but largely in public sector, who aspire to offices for the form and the allure and the social status that it brings, but who fail in the real responsibility of discharging the reason they were voted to offices. I think the underdevelopment of Africa to a large extent is attributable to that. Also, we have private sector leaders who fail to lead by example and who also think that success is in self-accumulation of wealth. Success to every one of us should not just be in the profit that we make. It's also in how we help to improve our environment, how we help to improve society, how we help to impact lives in society. That is good. So if we can bring that intercession of purposeful public leadership and responsible private leadership, is what we need in Africa to make progress. But above all, we must remember three things. We must prioritize and support our young ones. We must economically empower our women. And we must create job on the continent. The interplay of these three will help us create economic prosperity, help us alleviate or even wipe poverty out. And then we'll see a better and rosier future. That is what our people deserve, that's what they demand, and that's what we owe our people. The private sector and public sector must work together to make this happen. And that is encapsulated in our philosophy of African capitalism. That intersection of public and private sector coming together for the common good of our people on the continent, private sector investing in critical sectors of the African economy that will help us create economic prosperity, and the public sector purposefully created the enabling environment that will allow the private sector, as the true engine of growth, the economies, to prosper. That interplay is what will help us create the economic transformation and boom and economic empowerment that we need in Africa.
Mr. Elume, you were talking about this earlier. You spoke about poverty. Africa's most populous country, Nigeria, a lot of riches, and 60% of the population still lives under poverty or in poverty. How can this be explained with this human force you have? Because the population is 225 million. Normally, things are supposed to go in the right track.
I think the work in progress, I think it's about leadership, again, private-public sector leadership. It's about all of us realizing that we owe it to the younger generation to create a better future for them. And that that future starts from our ability to create jobs for them, create this enabling environment that will support the young ones. At the Tony Emelu Foundation every year, we support thousands of young Africans and Nigerians also. Most times, some of these entrepreneurs are not able to succeed because of struggling economic opportunity environment that they're operating. Governments from Nigeria to the rest of African countries must prioritize our young ones, must play their role in providing authentic leadership, must create the enabling environment that will allow people to succeed, and must realize that the success of our women, the success of our young ones, help to propel and create the future that we all desire, the future that our young ones need, and help to realize that you can't make progress as a nation or as a continent if we don't put our people, our young ones first.
Talking about progress, Nigeria is currently going through a currency crisis, and some consider it as a progress, others consider it as regressing in the economy, affecting millions of homes today, traders, and the whole economy of Nigeria seems to be stagnant. What is your opinion about this?
I think that the currency redesign is normal, is a practice all over the world. Mm-hmm. It has a lot of benefits and advantages, and I support it. However, I think it can be managed more smoothly and seamlessly to alleviate the current hardship that people face.
I take you to your words. I could understand when you were answering one of my questions that for a stable economy, you need the political environment needs to be stable. Is it your opinion about Nigeria? What is your opinion about the political climate in your country?
I think Nigeria started this democracy journey, the last lap, yes. Or current dispensation, 1999. I would say that the journey, We've made progress, quite a lot of progress, but there's still room for significant improvement. As you and I know, even currently, the world's largest or most advanced democracy,
yeah,
America, mm-hmm, has seen development in the past couple of years.
Yes.
I think Nigeria is making progress, but we should not relent. We should continue to deepen democracy. We must realize that democracy is good for good governance. Democracy is good for economic prosperity. Democracy is good because it gives people the opportunity to air their views one way or the other. So it's welcome, but I think so far we're making some progress, but we can move faster.
Mr. Elumelu, can you give a comment about the Nigerian ongoing presidential elections particularly?
It's still evolving. We've just had the presidential elections. The votes have been counted. So it's premature to make a statement yet.
Generally, how did the election go? I'm sure you voted.
I,
at your polling unit, was everything okay?
I voted. My polling unit was quite good. But my polling unit is just one of 170,000 polling units in the country. Until we get the results and get the feedback, I don't want to make a comment.
Okay, so we heard you talking a lot in different forums abroad and even here about mentorship. Can you give us in three words or even in a very briefly, what is the key role of mentorship in entrepreneurship?
I speak as an entrepreneur. I speak myself, and I speak as the founder of the Tony Emelu Foundation that prioritizes and supports young African entrepreneurs. Today, we support over 18,500 entrepreneurs, and each of them were created or were appointed mentors. Why is this important? Given our own experience, it's good to have a handholder. It's good to have someone handholding you. The entrepreneurship journey is tough.
Yeah.
You know, at times you can be totally disillusioned. You can be disappointed, or you need someone, a mentor, to say, when you went through this road, how did you succeed? Have you had this kind of experience before? What's your advice for me? It's good to have a sounding board,
yeah,
someone you can bounce ideas off. That way it helps you not to make a lot of mistakes. You can leapfrog the person's experience and do better, do things better. So I think it's always very good to have mentors, and that is why the Tony Melo Foundation, we don't only provide non-refundable seed capital of $5,000 to each of our beneficiaries, we also teach them 12 weeks and appoint mentors for them so that they can help to handhold them, help to navigate them in the very turbulent and difficult entrepreneurship terrain. It's tough. I've been there. I'm still there. It's tough. So you need someone once in a while to call upon and say, what do you think? Have you been through? Do you experience this? What do you think I should do? This is what I'm thinking of doing. What's your advice? It's good. And we need a lot in Africa. And from time to time, I say to successful African leaders and private sector leaders in particular, please take it upon yourself, mentor some of our young ones, either through the Tony Elmelu Entrepreneur Program or even in your village, on your street, in your work, assemble them, share your experiences with them so that we can prosper and have more entrepreneurs on our continent who succeed.
Many years now that the TEF Foundation has been operating, helping entrepreneurs around the African continent. So what is your global view of business and entrepreneurship in Africa, knowing fully well that you have the numbers, the records, and you see things progressing?
At the Tony Elmelu Foundation, we take impact assessment, measurement, very, to us very important. It's as important as giving money to people, but we want to make sure that the money we give out, that is actually used for the purpose.
Yeah.
We get research, we get feedback. And the feedback, and in my interactions with the young entrepreneurs, is that we're gradually touching their lives. And they are very resilient, African entrepreneurs. They're hardworking. They want to succeed.
Yeah.
They want to help their communities. They want to help contribute to the economic development of our continent. And I also mentor and speak to entrepreneurs from other parts of the world.
Yeah.
And I see the difference. I see that our people are very eager to work, very hardworking, want to succeed. The only difference, major difference, is that we have some structural challenges in Africa compared to their contemporaries on that part of the world. That is the difference I see. And that difference can be bridged through our political leadership, creating the right environment. If you don't have access to electricity, for instance, how can you succeed as an entrepreneur? How can you compete with someone from, say, Europe that has uninterrupted access to electricity? If you don't have mass and effective and reliable transmission system, how can you compete with that? So those are the major challenges in the area of infrastructure, in the policy environment. If we can fix this, our entrepreneurs will go far, and they are ready. The ingredient we need for success in entrepreneurship is that determination and willingness to succeed, the hard work, the discipline. They have it in Africa. And I think that it's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time for our young ones, young males and females in Africa, to lead the world.
It's good you mentioned energy, because I have a question which goes in that line. Climate change has become a great and global problem worldwide, and the Tony Elmelu Foundation has recently launched the Africa Let's Go Green program. What is the main objective of this program?
The main objective of energy transition is so critical to us in Africa, because we're the receiving end.
Yes.
You know, we, in terms of carbon emission, we do less than 1.7%. Parts of the world does 17%. But when it comes to the approach to dealing with the energy transition, it's getting tougher for us on the continent. We are the receiving end, but at the same time, you say you don't want to provide any transit capital for us on this on the continent. So we at the Tony Melu Foundation decided that it's better we catch them young. Let us help to change the mindset so that, again, it's inconsistent with our philosophy of agri-capitalism. In everything we do, we want to inculcate in the minds of entrepreneurs the need to have a better society, a greener economy. And so no better way to do this than to make it a way of life, a part of life, a part of what business they do. So we're trying to capture young entrepreneurs who are conversant and aligned with the need to create a greener society, so that hopefully all of us live in peace in a sustainable form, whilst pushing on the world, in the global community, to come to the support of Africans as it relates to energy transition, because we are the receiving end. We do less in terms of contribution to the energy concern, the global warming, but we feel the impact the most. The most could be corrected, the most corrected through concerted efforts of entrepreneurs of America and the rest of the world.
We have the impression that every time there's a problem in Africa, Mr. Elumelu always has a solution. Banking, unemployment rates, and now climate changes, you always have the solution.
We try to also, we need to operate in a manner that we democratize luck, we have to create prosperity, and also help to support one another on the continent. We realize that no one but us will develop our continent. Nobody was going to do it for us. So from the COVID era, when we had challenged the COVID era, I supported African countries with about $14 million. When we had certain natural
disasters
in some African countries.
Sierra Leone.
Yes, you remember Sierra Leone and the other country. We also were a rescue, so supported them. And then to us, the biggest challenge we have on the continent is joblessness.
Yes.
And we think that the way to dealing with that issue of joblessness is by the support for the young African entrepreneurs. That is why the Tony Elumelu Foundation is committed to helping to create jobs, eradicating poverty on the continent, and getting our women more economically involved by providing capital. Mm-hmm. And currently, we are calling for applications for young Africans to take advantage of what we do. Every year, we create awareness. January, we advertise. We create awareness for people to apply, and it ends in March. I want to use this opportunity to call on young African entrepreneurs, especially in Cameroon and in Central Africa. Take advantage of the opportunity we offer at the Tony Elumelu Foundation. Apply now. Your idea might actually change the course of lives in your community, in your country, and on the continent. You stand to gain non-refundable seed capital of $5,000, and then training for 12 weeks, and appointment on mentors, plus having access to our TF Connect, which is a digital networking platform that brings African entrepreneurs together.
Our last question, Mr. Elumelu, as an individual, a philanthropist, and an economist, what is your vision for your country?
I have a broad vision or aspiration for my country, Nigeria, and my continent, Africa. I see poverty as a challenge to us on the continent. And to me, poverty anywhere is a threat to mankind everywhere. We must come together to alleviate poverty. To do so, we have to create jobs. We have to help to make sure our women are economically empowered and not ostracized. We must make sure that the future that we desire, the future we see, we see it in our young ones. We must prioritize our young ones. So if we create jobs, if we prioritize our young ones and we bring women into the mainstream of economic activities, we will succeed. So my vision for my continent and my country, I want to see prosperity. I want to see people happy. I want to see people, you know, gainfully employed. And I want our leaders to create that environment, especially public sector leaders. For our leaders, private sector leaders, I want them to understand that for our private sector leaders, they need to understand that what counts is not the amount of money you have in your bank account. What's important is in the life that you touch. So let us collectively create and build a better society that is all inclusive, a society that has to prioritize our young ones, a society that has to make sure that our women, and I talk about women a lot because I have 5 daughters.
Okay.
I have my mom, my sisters. I'm surrounded by women, people who work with me. We have a lot of CEOs who are female. United Bank for Africa, for instance, that operates across Africa, is majority female board. You know, so I see firsthand the importance of women. I see their relevance. I see
their determination.
What women can do to create a better society. And so I want to see a future Africa where women are more involved in what is happening, where our young ones are economically empowered, and where we create jobs for everyone, and realizing as both private and public sector leaders that we owe it to the younger generation to present a better future. Those who are happy, who see a bright future, don't go into extremism. And those who are happy and see a better future, they are more involved. They are proud of their community. They are proud of their country. They are proud of their continent. And that is what we need. And that is achievable. We need to make sure that they see in us that we like them and that we truly support their dreams and aspirations. That's what gives us peace and prosperity.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Elumelu, for accepting this interview.
Thank you very much.
So we were discussing with Mr. Tony Elumelu, one of the world's most influential businessmen and entrepreneur. He is the founder of the Tony Elumelu Foundation, Hairs Holding and Scranscope, and the chairman of the United Banks for Africa. We thank him for accepting this interview. Stay tuned to our channel and social medias for the continuity of programs. As for me, see you next week with another edition under a different theme and with a different guest. Thank you and have a wonderful evening. Goodbye.